Hi, this is John Jenkins, managing editor of deallawyers.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's Deal Lawyers Download podcast. My guest today is Doug Cullen. Doug is Chief Product and Strategy Officer for DataCite, and he's here today to discuss with me a recent survey that his firm conducted addressing how generative AI is impacting M&A transactions. Doug, welcome to today's podcast.
Thanks for having me, John.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background and about DataCite? I think it's familiar to many of our folks, but we've had podcasts with your team before, but if you could share a little bit about yourself and your company.
Sure. My name is Doug Cullen. I've been with DataCite for about 8.5 years and been kind of in the deal-making technology space for over 12 years at this point. You know, DataCite is a SaaS-based technology platform to help facilitate and improve the lives of deal makers, as well as achieve better deal outcomes. So you're probably most familiar with our flagship application called Diligence, which between Diligence and Acquire, we support around 15,000 transactions every single year. We're invited to participate with those via corporate finance professionals, investment banks, corporate development executives, and the like. And so beyond that, we've been investing in our technology platform to solve other business problems tangential to the process, like deal marketing. And we've most recently launched an archive application as well as a pipeline application. So we're sort of at the center of the M&A ecosystem trying to solve problems. And we have a great 1.4 million users across the platform. And so we every once in a while do surveys to get their opinions on topics. And so that's, I think, the purpose of our discussion today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've just laid out for our listeners why your company is very well positioned to conduct a survey like this. So you can kind of lead off by providing us with an overview of the scope and the methodology of your survey on AI issues in M&A.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a hot topic. I mean, we ourselves invest quite heavily in AI and ML-based technologies that we've layered into our solutions through the years. And then, of course, with OpenAI releasing ChatGPT earlier this year, and just the general feeling is that it has this ability to maybe transform the way that all businesses function across the board. And we were really most interested in getting the opinion of about 500 deal makers around the world, geographically focused in the United States, the UK, Germany, and France. So a pretty nice blend of geographies covered there. And then we tend to try to target kind of a mid to senior level executive with each one of these functions across that spectrum of private equity, investment banking, law firms, and other, you know, just sort of M&A professionals in corporations. So we, you know, have used them in other areas. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to sort of get that pulse on what things that they were thinking about in terms of applications of AI, and then just generally trying to get their sentiment about the potential impact that it may have on their daily lives and the kind of lives of people that would be listening, I think, to your podcast.
Well, that's great stuff. And yeah, obviously this is becoming a very hot topic, and you know, people are talking about applications in M&A and other aspects of business and life and in the life of lawyers and law firms. But maybe taking a step back with your survey, what can you tell me about how big a role AI tools are currently playing in M&A transactions?
Well, yeah, I mean, outside the scope of the survey, other, you know, keeping pulse with our deal makers and people that touch the M&A process, I can tell you a little bit where we've been focusing some of our energy. And one of the things that we've taken is really been working on the last probably 3 to 4 years in the space. And one area that we decided to tackle out of the gates was actually around deal preparation. And so if you think about an M&A deal, typically there's lots of information that needs to get reviewed by that sort of selling party or the advisors of that selling party. They're trying to figure out what the documents are. They're figuring out how they should be organized. And so a lot of this information historically has been done by humans, right? By people trying to find the right documents, put them into the right place in order to facilitate a due diligence process. And so sometimes the humans are really good at that. And other times, you know, they're not as experienced. And so, you know, in our world, what we ended up doing is we felt that there was a great opportunity as documents were being added to our platform. Could we actually build our own kind of taxonomy of M&A terminology, which we ended up doing, and basically categorizing those documents and providing guidance to the people that were loading the documents what are these likely to be, right? And so we were able to look at about 4 million different documents, created this customized vocabulary of 400,000 words that are M&A, because you can't really get off-the-shelf M&A AI machine learning databases. And so we built our own, and we were able to take a process that typically takes people, you know, hours, weeks, et cetera, and we can provide those categories, you know, in that space in minutes. I would say it's identified, or what we've been trying to do is, I think, inspired, if you follow any of the ways that Microsoft is talking about it, they're obviously a big investor in it. There's sort of a co-pilot nature of how we think about it. So we're giving the users access to this information. They themselves are really going to be utilizing it however they seem fit. So that's one big thing that we've been focused on. The other is we've just launched a new application called DataCite Intelligence. Again, this is very highly targeted for deal makers, because before they go through the marketing process or ultimately get mandated in some instances, they're trying to envision and create a list of prospective precedent-based deals. So deals that have traded in market that they would look at for multiple purposes. And then ultimately trying to build a list of buyers, right? Mm-hmm. Who are the prospective buyers? So we've hired plenty of banks to run processes for us through the years, having done several divestitures ourselves. And so we feel that that's usually where that banker distinguishes his or herself, is that ability to say, hey, I'm very familiar with your type of transaction. I know where the different multiples would be. And then ultimately, you know, you want to hire me because I will help sell this asset effectively and efficiently in market. And so these are two of the areas that we've started to focus on. And I think broadly, you know, most of the applications, this happens to be a machine learning application, because that ability to connect the words and thread those together in a way is just a much more effective way than necessarily having to depend exclusively on human intelligence to do it.
You know, you obviously, the tools that you have some significant current applications and potential, I'm sure, for even more. Going back to the survey, what did your respondents see as the most significant potential benefits of AI to the deal process and the most significant obstacles to incorporate it into deal processes?
Sure. So, you know, there's an adage that time kills deals in our world. And so, you know, some of the respondents were really focused on, do you believe, right, that we were asking the question that, you know, how do you think it will be impacting the speed of deals? And about 50% of the deal makers surveys felt that generative AI could speed up M&A deals by as much as 26 to 50%. One thing that they did not necessarily think it would do would be reduce the M&A costs and or improve risk identification. So only about 15% of those deal makers saying. So they felt like, hey, we could probably increase the speed by the utilization of these types of tools. But when asked, you know, would you think it would drive costs down or ultimately risk identification, that came in at about 15%. And then one of the things that became sort of top of mind was people really looking for clarity around impacts on data privacy and regulation. So that was 34% of deal makers identified data privacy and security concerns as the greatest risk to using generative AI in their business. So those were a few data points to share with you from the survey.
You know, in terms of the, you know, you've mentioned some of the benefits, particularly, right, I mean, everybody in M&A knows time is your enemy. And anything that can decrease the time between you starting the deal and closing the deal is a huge benefit. But what does the survey say about what the biggest upside folks see potentially for using AI and M&A deals is?
Yeah, so they really look at, they're following sort of to improve the deal intelligence. So that's a big area where they feel they can get a lot more insight about the deal and kind of what's going on there. And they also are looking to drive better deal decisions. So these are two of the things that they had really identified as feeling could be improved. So overall intelligence about the deal, and then how that impacts decision-making along that deal process.
Obviously, we've touched on some of the privacy considerations. Is that the biggest concern that people have about AI, or what other concerns about the use of AI did your survey respondents identify?
Yeah, as I said, privacy and kind of impact on regulation were two of the drivers. And the other thing they were, I think, not too surprisingly, they were a little concerned about job displacement, right? Is this technology, you know, going to take my job, change my job, alter my job. They also were expressing concerns around quality control. So, you know, how are these tools going to be held? Because, you know, deal making is a very high quality exercise in terms of you hire good advisors, you hire good attorneys, you hire good investment banks to give you proper advice. You know, how is that quality going to be carried forward as you apply some of these technologies? And then they also pointed to things like intellectual property rights and just kind of general bias and fairness considerations. So those were some of the top things. And then, you know, they were also, you know, trying to anticipate, you know, will it increase their daily workload? So about 47% people felt it would increase their daily workload. And it was about, you know, 47% expressed concerns on its impact on their employment. So I think many people are, as you take a look at the capabilities and how quickly they change, you know, are these ultimately going to impact my job? And in the worst case, you know, to a degree, like, is this likely to replace what I do entirely?
Those are some interesting concerns. And, you know, I think with the increasing use of AI, the growth of AI, we're going to have asking those questions and getting perhaps different answers to them over the next several years. And I hope the folks at DataCite will consider re-upping this this survey in future years so that we can see how things evolve in the use of AI and deal making.
I totally agree. And I think we will be continually trying to put our finger on the pulse. And thankfully, we have a great access to some of the greatest deal makers in the world. And as we all come accustomed to how this is going to impact our roles, our jobs everywhere, I wouldn't be surprised, as you're intimating, that things will probably shift a bit because it's still pretty darn new to many people. Some people have been heavily invested in this area for years, like we have, and others are just starting to realize some of the benefits. And, you know, just simply the changing dynamics are certainly going to be there with generative AI and other technologies.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you very much for spending some time with us today talking about the results of your survey and the tools that your company is developing and implementing for applying AI solutions to the challenges of the M&A process. Just to remind listeners, please check the link on the podcast landing page here. And DataCite has a neat infographic that kind of gives you the highlights of this survey. So, Doug, thank you so much.
John, it was a pleasure being with you. Thank you very much.
And thanks to everybody for listening. This concludes today's podcast.